Hey everybody, this is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am at Ray Miller Disc Golf Course in Leavenworth, Kansas. It's a wide open 9-hole course. It's kind of sunny out. It looks like there's a hill. I'm playing number one right now. I'm standing right on the tee. It rained a little bit early this morning, but the sun's out now, and so it's a pretty nice day. It's December 28th, 2021. It's a Tuesday, I guess, and I have the day off and I got a little work done at home. I should have gotten a lot more done, but I didn't, and I just had the itch to get out. So here I am, at the disc golf course. This is across the street from St. Mary University. And I think I did a podcast there, but I'm going to play this course this time. So here I go. All right. So when I gave my little introduction, I forgot to mention that there was a number of trees in my way. So I was going to take the approach. I was going to use a destroyer to try and hyzer it around a tree. Unfortunately, I let go too early and went over kind of towards a grove of trees. And I only threw it out about 210 feet or something like that. So it was pretty bad shot. I was able to get my second shot close to the basket and I got par. One thing I did notice is there's like a, I wouldn't say it's a pavilion, like a little shelter there. That's where hole number one is. And then if you're trying to find the tee pad for hole number two, go over to where the sidewalk is and walk a little ways up the hill. And the number two tee pad is actually the sidewalk. I guess headed south, and then number two is kind of up the hill. So I don't know if they're going to have actual tee pads throughout the course, or if they're just going to use, poured sidewalks and whatnot to try and figure out where to put them. I'm not criticizing really in any way. It's fine. Hats off to them for using what they already had. So hole number two, there's an oak tree on its left, a little bit in front of the hole. Again, it's uphill. It's probably raising an elevation of about 10 feet or so, something like that. There is a smaller, looks like a white oak or something like that. Actually, there's probably a sign. I could probably take a look at it. We're right next to the main street that goes between Lansing and Leavenworth. You can probably hear the traffic in the background. But anyway, I'm going to bust out my mantra for hole number two, and hopefully I can do a little S-curve and get it up a little closer to the hole. The first hole is around 332 feet. This one looks like it's about 310 or so, something like that. So here we go. Wish me luck. All right, so I'm 2 for 2 on pars. I'm up to hole number three. Again, hole number three is using that same sidewalk that kind of meanders around the course, kind of where it takes a little bit of a bend. You can see the top of the hole just kind of over the hill a little bit. It looks like it's drivable. I haven't been doing too good on my drive so far. Both of them kind of hyzered. I haven't been throwing them very flat, so I'm a little disappointed in that. There's a little bit of a wind coming out of the west, it would appear, based on the flag pole. I'm not quite sure what the institution is over there with the big high fence. I don't know. I can see kind of a shuttle bus driving around. I don't know if that is part of the prison system or if it's part of the Fort Leavenworth military establishment type thing or what. But anyway, I'm playing disc golf. I'm not going to worry too much about what's going on over there. So once again, this is hole number three, playing from the sidewalk to the basket. All right, so 3 for 3. I got a par on hole number three. I had my best drive so far of the day. I kept the mantra fairly flat. And I actually had a chance at birdie, but it wasn't much of a chance. It was about a 45-foot putt, and I hit the bottom of the pole. So, let's see. If I sound just a little bit disjointed, I guess there's a lot going on right now with a variety of things. But I think I'm just kind of a little bit bummed out about COVID right now. I think that the numbers yesterday were like the second highest total of number of cases that we've ever had. And it just feels very, very much like, I don't know how, if we're going to get through this or what's going to happen. It's, the future is uncertain. So I'm a little frustrated. So I'm, I guess, trying to get a little bit of angst or anguish or nervousness or whatever you want to call it out of my system by playing a little bit of disc golf. So far, I've used a destroyer on hole number one for a drive, and that didn't work. The Mantra worked on number three, but it was kind of weak on hole number two. I'm going to bust out my TL3. As I mentioned in previous podcasts, my TL3 hasn't been working great. But this is a downhill shot, so I don't really need full power. It's 258 to the basket, so I think that if I don't go full power, it might do some good for me. So I'm going to just try and go like three-quarter power, not really try and rip into it. I do have a tailwind behind me, so I'm playing west to east. There is a ditch that goes down behind the basket, so you don't really want to play it too long, so hopefully this doesn't sail on me. And then again, hopefully I don't play it too short. This is a birdieable hole. Again, we're playing from the sidewalk, so they've kept that up where they haven't had to create their own tee pads, which is kind of ingenious of them. So hats off to them. Again, this is hole number four. Well, I'm getting closer to birdies. I think I maybe had a 30-foot putt that time for birdie, so had a decent drive. It didn't go into the ditch, thankfully. Left a little bit short. There was a tree that kind of overhung things, so I couldn't put it up quite as high as I wanted to. I limped it up there. I have noticed that when I'm playing a course for the first time, probably a little bit more apprehensive about things. So I don't tend to end up going for it as much. It's probably more of a psychological thing than anything. And hopefully I get better, but four for four on par, so that's something, I guess. Hole number five again plays from the sidewalk. There is another oak that's protecting the tree. I can see some squirrels playing amongst the leaves. It looks like it's about a 300-ish foot one. I'm going to bust out my Mantra again, and hopefully I can get a similar shot. It's a slightly downhill, but the hill's kind of rolling from your left to your right. So, yeah, I'm going to kind of almost just aim for the oak tree and see if I can't just slip around it. So, oh yeah, one other reason that I was coming to Leavenworth is, I don't know if I'm going to get to it today, but I still am shopping for a new guitar, and so there's a couple of guitar shops in Leavenworth I'd like to check out, but I don't know if there's going to be time. So we'll see how I feel at the end of this run, or round, I suppose, and see if I'm going to play it again or go check out their shops or just go home. So anyway, that's kind of where I am right now. Here I go. All right, I just finished up hole number six. Hole number five, I had a great drive. It kind of started to anhyzer to the left. I think the wind took it just a little bit, but I got to spin back towards the basket. Not a real shot at birdie. It was like a puncher's chance maybe, but didn't make it. So I ended up right underneath the basket and was able to get par. So I'm up to hole number six. Hole number six appears to be, it's pretty close to the fence, and I think I've identified exactly what the structures are that are next to me. It appears it's the VA Medical Center here in Leavenworth. So if you're a member of the troops, hats off to you. And if you unfortunately had to come to the VA Center, then other hats off to you. So anyway, hole number six looks like there's a line of oak trees that kind of protect it from going the hyzer. The basket sits about 5 feet, something like that, from the fence, so you definitely don't want to throw it over the fence. That would be a bad thing. I'll probably just go straight at the basket, and looks like it's about, I'm gonna say, it's another 300-foot shot. So I think that this was advertised as being more of a beginner course, and I think that's certainly true. I think beginners would have a hard time getting par, though. I think there are a lot of opportunities for birdies. I unfortunately haven't gotten any of those, but They're not short shots, so that's good. They're not incredibly imaginative shots, though, either. So, all right, here I go, hole number six. All right, so I just finished up hole number six. My drive got awfully close to the fence. It was, distance-wise, it was a fine drive. Didn't have very much of a chance at a birdie. That seems to be kind of a ongoing theme, but I was able to get par, so fine. I'm up to hole number seven. Hole number seven's interesting. There's like a greeting area for the VA hospital information center, I guess. And so you're kind of playing off the sidewalk, which kind of goes around this park. You have to cross a street, which is close to the entrance to the VA hospital. And then you're still throwing from a sidewalk, which is nice. At least, you know, we're always throwing off of concrete. They're not always flat. That's, I guess, one of the bad things. I think this is the first time I've ever played a hole where a dumpster was in play. So Deffenbaugh's dumpster is off to the left, probably about 120 feet in front of the hole. And then there's a tree protecting it. So if you can get between those two, kind of an ace run. It's, if you have a straight disc, you'd be good. I don't have any of my drivers don't seem to want to be throwing straight at all. I could bust out a mid-range, but I'm going to go ahead and play a TL3 and see if I can't do something similar to what I did earlier and just take some of it off. Like I said, there's a little bit of a breeze, so that's kind of challenging some of my shots, but most of it's just user error. I don't know where holes number eight and hole number nine are going to be. It looks like it's going to be one of those things where you end up, hole number nine is going to be pretty far away from hole number one, so I don't know why it doesn't loop back, but it's a course, so there's that. The information center is off to the right, so if you really yanked it, you could potentially hit that, which is a little bit nerve-wracking, I guess. But at any rate, I'm going to go ahead and play, so wish me luck. All right, so I'm kind of ticked. I threw a shot on hole number seven that should have been a layup. I mean, a layup freaking birdie. I don't know. Something in my head, I'm just not in the zone, I suppose. At any rate, I got another stinking par. So I'm up to hole number eight. Hole number eight kind of has a tee pad. I don't think that that's what it was originally supposed to be, but they slapped number eight on this piece of concrete. It doesn't really face the right way from what I can tell. I can't see the basket. It looks like there's a kind of a grove of trees on the right and the fairway, and then there's like a fallen tree or a bunch of brush or something like that. And what U-Disc is telling me is that it's like a severe dog leg right after you get down there. So I'm going to just go ahead and play it as I think it is. I'm not going to walk the hole or anything. I guess I'll just go ahead and play with my TL3 and just kind of see how it goes. I think I am going to buy a new TL3. That's just kind of what I've come down to. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll be able to find this hole. So wish me luck on that front. So here we go. Hole number eight at this disc golf course in Leavenworth. All right. So I finished hole number eight. Hole number eight was interesting. I didn't really glance at U-Disc very carefully whenever I threw it. So I had what I thought was going to be a decent drive, but the hole wasn't where I thought it was going to be. And then I thought, maybe I had taken the wrong line and I was playing over the fairway for hole number nine, but I wasn't. And so I went ahead and looked at U-Disc, and they're calling hole number eight a par five. So I thought I had a chance to maybe get up and down and get birdie. I wasn't able to do that. I missed my birdie shot. It was doable, but I'm not doing it right for some reason. So I'm up to hole number nine. Hole number nine's 495, I think. It's a par four is what they're calling it. So I did get a par on hole number eight. Basically, this is the first one that doesn't have any kind of concrete surface that you're throwing off of. Not that any of them were quote-unquote tee pads, but they are. This one's definitely not. So it's along some sort of packed gravel road. I'm not quite sure where it's supposed to go. Maybe just a service road of some kind. You can't see the hole from there. It's off to the left. So you have to play quite a ways down, and then it maybe is a dogleg to the left. So there's a whole ditch full of trees and stuff, so you want to stay away from that. So I'm going to try and force myself a little bit to the right, and hopefully I can get it down there where I can take a peek at maybe getting a birdie. I doubt it, but at any rate, yeah, I probably won't play this course again today, at least. But it's been an interesting course, I suppose. Sorry if I sound like I'm a little in the downer, just kind of trying to get through some stuff. So at any rate, I'm going to bust out my TL3 because it's actually been my most reliable driver. So hopefully I won't screw it up and jinx it. So here we go, hole number 9. All right, so finished up hole number 9. I actually got a bogey on it. Had an errant throw on my drive, got it into the brush. And then I had a roller that went back into the brush. And I misunderstood the hole and thought I had to go further. And then I found out where the little cutout is to get back into the hole. So I had some brush in my way for, I guess it made my birdie look, but I was just trying to lay up for a par, hit some brush, and then I had probably a 20-foot putt that I missed right off the bottom of the basket. It's kind of a downhill shot. So at any rate, got a bogey on that one. So one over for a course I've never played, which is fine, whatever. Missed some birdie shots. It is what it is. Looks like there's a guy parked next to my car. That's kind of weird. Course is fine. It's wide open, so good to practice at, I guess, if you want to work on your drives and that kind of thing. Probably won't be getting over here. This is a little far away from home, like 45 minutes or so. So I hope you all had a nice Christmas. I hope you got some good discs. I got a hand warmer and some stickers to put on my disc that Treesman gave me so we can play some night rounds. Hopefully that'll happen soon. He's been working an awful lot, so hasn't been able to play very much disc, but hopefully we'll get in a round or two. So at any rate, that was Mr. Paul Jingles playing this course in Lenexa next to the VA hospital. I forgot what the name of the course is, but you can look at the very first beginning of this podcast and that'll tell you. So hope you're all doing well. Keep banging those chains. Take care. If you haven't gotten a shot, get a shot. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, thank you.